B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian with the Stones at 8:35. Be listening for your cue to call for tickets to Hall & Oates. They're going to be at the Xfinity Center August 5th, Thursday night.
Nice.
All you got to do is listen for that cue to call. This is not it.
Okay.
This is not your cue to call.
No, this isn't it. This is Dirty Laundry.
This is Dirty Laundry. You'll know when to call. We promise you. Okay?
All right.
LBF, what's in the Dirty Laundry?
All right, we're going to have a review of Space Jam.
Oh, is that right?
That was open this weekend. Yeah. But before we get to that, Bruce Springsteen, does he say Mary's dress sways or waves? Take a listen.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've always thought it was waves.
You were wrong, Bob.
I was wrong.
Yes, you were. That's Thunder Road, and Everyone's been wondering. And I think where you look up the lyrics, it some places it said it waves, and people thought it said wait. Well, it's not. It's officially sways.
So did he just release this or something?
Yeah, there was a New Yorker piece about it.
Ah.
So that was the big question. Yep. And so...
Well, because you should have known.
Yeah.
Because as a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
Right.
Rhymes
makes
with
sense. Yeah. Sways. Yeah. Doy.
Yeah, right?
That's what the New Yorker should have said.
Doy.
Doy. That's what I'd say.
Yes,
by
you would.
Lauren Beckham Falcone. Doy, everybody.
How do you spell that?
D-O-Y.
D-O-Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Britney Spears unloaded on her family on Instagram. She is telling people that she's, you know, not doing anything until her father stops. She kind of just going off on Instagram now because she's getting a taste a little bit of freedom, so to speak, because people understand her plight. And so she told the haters, for those of you who choose to criticize my dance videos, I'm not going to be performing on stages anymore. Anytime soon, my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Take me as I am or kiss my butt, eat blank,
okay, blank.
And step on Legos.
Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty specific stuff.
That is specific.
She's telling you what to eat.
That's right.
Where to go.
Yeah,
and what to
kiss.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right, moving on. Space Jam, everybody. A new legacy. Is it a new legacy or a big mistake? Let's turn to Brian Bell, who watched Space Jam, so you don't have to. What
That's
do you say,
right.
sir?
Exactly.
Yes, my son Sam, he's 11. He loves basketball. We watched the original Space Jam all the time. Hmm. He had some buddies over Friday night, and we watched the movie. It's all right. The kids enjoyed it.
Okay, that's the point.
Your kids will enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
They also enjoy Fun Dip, so you know what their tastes are like.
Yeah. They're 11, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that it was like if you break it down, the story of LeBron and his son and supporting your son with whatever they want to do, great.
That's it.
But then Warner Brothers got involved, and because they own everything, mm-hmm. they tried to put everything they own into the movie. So you know,
product placement.
Like in the actual game where they're playing, the crowd was made up of every Warner Brother property. I mean, they had like the Wizard of Oz was in it, and through everything, and it was an overload, and it was just like distracting and just like,
well,
okay.
On a scale of one out of five stars, how many stars do you give it?
I give it like a two. It was it didn't have like the humor of the original. The original, they're both hokey, but
I feel like LeBron is humorless.
Fairly.
What did he tweet out?
He's tweeted like, hi haters, because
hi
they
haters.
Did really well at the
hi
box
haters.
Office.
Come on, man.
Hi haters. Step on some Legos and kiss my butt.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, right?
You're a billionaire. Get over it.
Brian, did
your wife, Kate, watch it with you?
Yeah.
She did, too. That's not a family that watches together, stays together.
A little pizza night with all the boys watching.
Well, it does sound fun.
Yeah.
Right. Just let it go.
The kids will enjoy it.
Always found that a good nap myself, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I watched Legally Blonde.
It was too loud.
It was easy.
Legally Blonde. Yeah.
Yep, that was a good revisit.
I watched Midnight Run.
Yeah, we revisited. You got new stuff we revisited.
Don't, man. Midnight Run holds up. I'm telling you right now.
Legally Blonde holds up, too.
Does that hold up pretty well?
So well.
Yeah. A very young Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Grodin was great. He just, you know, may he rest in peace. But he was really good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.